Generally, there's not much of a background check done when you prepare to adopt or purchase a dog, cat, or other pet. As a result, some people with a history of abusing animals, even a record of criminal convictions for such abuse, can freely obtain new ones. That's something the Kittati-based Animal Legal Defense Fund has been trying to stop through the creation of a national registry of animal abusers.
It'll be a mechanism by which animal shelters, rescues, pet stores, breeders, and the general public will be able to log on and determine whether or not someone has been convicted of an animal abuse crime before they adopt or transact an animal to them.
Chris Green, legal affairs director for the ALDF, explains this is not a new idea. It's something they've been trying for years to get individual states to enact, but without success.
Those kept running into hurdles, primarily being cost and administrability, where you're asking the state to go create something out of broad cloth and administer it themselves, and usually the agency tasked with that doesn't want to do it and feels they're overburdened and underbudgeted. And there also were some civil liberties concerns about having a standard type of registry that was a kind of scrolling gallery of characters.
So they've decided to simply do it themselves, building on an informal list that is already circulating.
In talking to shelters and other organizations, they have their own sort of informal do not adopt list that gets circulated around, but those are sort of ad hoc and a little bit more subjective. So there really was a need for something centralized and something nationally accessible that only has official information that these folks could log into and check out.
With that as a starting point, Green says, the Animal Legal Defense Fund has now begun developing the project themselves.
We've already got data from quite a few localities and states that we can start populating it up with. Looking the first part of next year to have it unveiled, but we really want to make sure we take our time and make sure it's up and running and solid before we release it.
Even after that initial release, it will take some time to get the entire database assembled and published.
It's going to take many years to get all this data from all 50 states. So we're going to start off with the data we have, and it'll be marked on there. So when you log on, you can say, okay, you've got data from Detroit or different counties and municipalities and states, and we will just add to that as we go.
They haven't disclosed the costs in doing all of this, but by having the ALDF take on the development and maintenance of the Animal Abusers Registry, Green says they can then return to state legislatures with a much less complicated request.
Before, we're going and asking them to create this whole thing and pay for it themselves. Now we'll have legislation that just simply requires them to opt in by requiring their shelters and pet stores to log into it and check before they adopt out to anybody, and also requiring their prosecutors and courts to report any convictions to the database. Each state has their own anti-cruelty statutes. Some generally saying all warm-blooded mammals, some limit it to dogs, cats, birds, horses. So it depends on each state, but pretty much any standard animal abuse conviction in a state will get reported.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.